meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline.
Coast to coast. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Well, I didn't forget it. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, and I am back from Europe. The Vandals are in studio tonight. Warren and Josh are both here from the band.
Thank you.
Internet Dating Super Studs is the name of the new CD, which will be out on the 17th. And so let's get caught up here for a second. First off, many stories to tell and many thoughts about Europe and how it compares to the United States. Have all sorts of new suggestions for our country, by the way. But I don't want to get all mired up into that tonight because the Vandals are here. And I'm going to do sort of a half-baked job of it. So I think I'll cover it tomorrow night, perhaps.
Throw it, if it comes up, though, give us a little.
I was in England this morning or yesterday morning or something like that. I'm not sure. I left at 7 a.m. England time.
Did you make it to Paris?
Actually, I'm sorry. I left the hotel at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
my flight was at 11 a.m. And I haven't slept since, and that was yesterday or whatever it is.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm coming up on 24 hours
nice.
Here.
Good
I
time.
Think at 11 o'clock, we can celebrate my 24 hours of being away.
Champagne.
We'll have a countdown.
Yeah.
Did you make it to Paris? Mm-hmm.
Made it to Paris, and just a quick tip, and you guys jump in. Thank you, Anderson. London, very expensive. They don't tell you how expensive
it's
London
dear.
Is.
That's what they call it, yes. It's very expensive.
Crazy expensive.
It's crazy expensive, but it's a little bit not spoken about in this country so much. Paris, quite a bit cheaper than London, and it really should be the other way around. And as much fun as we make of those folks over there, they got a hell of a city.
Isn't that amazing city?
Paris is an amazing
my favorite city in the
Paris
world.
Has a kick-ass Disneyland, too.
Yes.
We've been there many times.
No, I didn't leave the Euro Disney. That's where I was. That's what I'm talking about.
We all got haircuts there once on Main Street.
I went to the Epcot Center. They had North Hollywood, Van Nuys, and Sherman Oaks in the Epcot Center. It was amazing.
Azusa.
I went to a dry cleaner. There was a pizza man. It's just like being back home, Drew.
Concrete.
Crystal meth.
Oh, the aluminum sliding windows, flat roofs with the white rocks on it.
The
they didn't
rocks.
Miss a thing.
Oh, my God, and hot.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, they heated it. They put a lot of blacktop down there. They had an El Camino that was up on blocks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like my neighbor's place. Oh.
Very nice.
Oh, there you go. I get goosebumps thinking about that Epcot.
Yeah, but, I went to Paris. I figured that would help be a good thing for you.
Yeah, there's a couple things I don't tell you about Paris. One is it's cheap. Or cheaper,
yeah.
And it's really nice. The other thing is the Eiffel Tower, scary.
Oh.
It's scary to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, you went to the top. I've only been down the bottom.
Kind of rickety.
Yeah, I was scared.
It's a little freaky. Yeah. I was with three guys who aren't scared of heights and like motorcycle riding and stuff like that, and everyone got a little bit weird as we got on the second elevator.
Never mind the fact that everything tall is sort of vulnerable now, right? That you don't feel
right,
well, especially
feel
a landmark like that.
Yeah, I mean, when
it was a target.
I'm
yeah.
convinced that somebody's going to fly something through that goddamn Ferris wheel in London.
Ooh.
I mean, I think about how vulnerable that is.
Yeah, there's like the world's biggest Ferris wheel
if
over there.
You deserve it if you're on a Ferris wheel, I think.
Yeah, I think you're asking for trouble.
It's not cool.
And you know that it's not only the world. London has a Ferris wheel that is run by like Virgin Atlantic or something, and it's like 375 feet around or something like that. And it takes like a half hour to make a full revolution. So, if you're up around the top and you see something heading your way in the distance, you probably move about 8 feet before it gets to you.
you can pray for a while.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, a lot of good war stuff in England. Went to Churchill's bunker. Went to the Imperial War Museum. They like their war over there.
Mm.
They're very very proud of the whole in whole German bombing. You know, the whole campaign and fighting
still,
the Krauts and everything.
A generation and a half away.
Yeah. And as I was looking around and looking at all the old footage of London just being completely bombed out, I was thinking to myself, they should still be mad at the Germans.
Mm.
Like, we're not done with them. That's what I was saying.
I'm still mad at the Germans.
I don't want to offend any. You know what I'm saying to the guys who are with me? We should just go bomb Germany right now. Just right now. We should just go do it. And they'd be like, what the F? What's going on? Why? We didn't do anything. And we'd go, yeah, you see? You see how you like it? Not so funny now, is it? Yeah, that's right. You did nothing. You're just minding your business. We decided to invade. Well, you never know. Yeah, so that's the Imperial War Museum in London, all that. Paris, I'll get all into it tomorrow, because I really, not one parking meter did I see since I was there, by the way.
Or parking attendant.
No. They let you do stuff like drink out of glass. It's an amazing society.
And no one sues anyone over there.
It's civilized. No. It's civilized.
Well, you know what Europe does? They kind of trust you. It's like, hey, guess what? If you're an adult and you'd like to have a beer and you want to drink it out of a glass, they trust you not to finish the glass and then throw it into a windshield of a car that's passing by. And if you do it, then you get into trouble. But it doesn't mean none of us. Now, we all have to drink beer from a wax cup now because one a-hole did this. Yeah, they're very, very smart that way. Or maybe we're really dumb that way. But
they got to get the ice cube thing together, though.
Yeah, I know. The ice thing is a pity over there. They really, you can't get ice. Yeah. Like, yeah. On continental Europe, especially.
And all the beer tastes like the keg went bad.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, this is warm. Yeah. Oh, it's flat. Something happened to the keg.
It's vintage. Yeah.
Yeah. But then you drink it anyway. And you acclimate to booze, I found out, too, Drew. It's like, you take a sip.
It's called dependency.
You take a sip, and you're like, oh, this stuff's horrible. And that's like 8 pints later. Yeah. That's okay.
Where did you stay? London.
Stayed at the Ritz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fancy. I stayed right around the corner from that, right there at the end of the Hyde Park, right?
Beautiful. Man, is
Piccadilly
that place
Circus,
expensive.
Right around the corner there.
Oh, my God. Anyway, look, I don't want to. It's Vandals night. That's right. What I'm saying.
Well, Vandals have traveled more than either you or I, so.
We've been to London way too many
times.
Yeah,
we've been to Europe, yeah, at least 8 or 9 times.
Well, yeah, and the bands, and do you appreciate it more now than you did 10 years ago?
Being in a band, you mean?
Being in a band and being in London.
No, the novelty wears off more than anything.
Actually, I appreciate it more. First time I went there when I was like 17 or 18, I hated it.
London's hated it.
London's got a lot
leaps
better.
Leaps and bounds over the past 10 years. They didn't even have malls or anything. Like, they were kind of still in that war ration mode up until like 1995 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really kind of loosened. And the girls got prettier, too. It was another weird thing.
Yeah. Better teeth.
Yeah, the
around
teeth
99.
Were,
the chicks are hot, and they don't really mind you looking at them. They don't get all weird on you.
Yeah,
they look back.
Yeah, they look, yeah, over here, it's nothing but,
you know what I'm saying?
But this town is weird because it's a bunch of silicone and collagen injections, and then people get weird at you when you stare at their boobs. Over there, they kind of appreciate it, I think.
All that, what you're talking about, not everyone's guilty of that, but as when women fetishize their body, they're angry with you for participating with them in that.
Right.
I like the word fetishize.
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
Turn their body to fetish.
I'm going to use that.
Well, let's go to the phones. Drew, I don't know what happened to my clock that used to hang on the wall over there. But
who was it that broke that off the wall? Boxcar racer.
Jeez.
No, really?
Blank was in here and just busted it.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Well, that's hardcore. Brandon?
Yeah.
That'd be like a $9 clock.
Yeah. Marked it in his head.
Brandon, you're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering, when did the Vandals play their first game, and where was it?
Brandon, how old are you?
I'm 13, and it's getting cold.
You were swimming then.
What?
In a certain sense. What was the first gig?
What year was it?
Well, I'd say the first one was in 88, and the band was around before I was in it, before then. So, somewhere in the early 80s, probably. That's Joe. That's the older guys are on the second hour. They can tell you more about that.
Oh.
Brandon?
Yeah.
You a big Vandals fan?
Yeah.
You like the old school better, or?
I like the newer.
Oh, good.
Good answer.
All right. We like you.
And who turned you on to the Vandals?
My friend.
All right. And,
what's your favorite song?
I don't know. There's so many.
They're all great.
Quite a politician, you know, Brandon is. Hey, Brandon?
Yeah.
So what are you, going into the 8th grade, 7th grade?
Yeah, 8th grade.
8th grade. All right. And
that was the year I turned punk, actually, when I was in 8th grade.
You're about time to turn punk, Brandon. You going to do that?
I already did turn punk.
Oh, you turned punk?
Where do you live, Brandon?
California.
Good. Now,
do you have a love problem? Or?
What?
Do you have a problem?
No, I just want to hear about you guys.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Sorry.
All right, Brandon.
Okay.
Take a lot of pictures.
All right. Good times.
It's fun to have.
That was nice.
Young Vandals fan, Nancy.
Hi.
You're 67.
Adam.
Yeah, 67
Vandals
years
fan.
Old.
She was at the first concert.
And I want to tell Dr. Drew, I love the teen feces. I taped it for my daughter because my granddaughter will be 13 in 2 more months.
Oh, boy. She needs that.
And I wanted to, and
hold
also.
Hold on a second. I thought she said feces.
I thought teen feces. Did you write a book called that or something? Or what is that?
That's next book.
That's how it was reviewed.
Did you hang up on it?
Oh, okay.
I just put her on hold.
It was a Learning Channel thing I did.
Right. Nancy?
Yes?
Go right ahead.
I taped all the Mars Venus shows, too. I'm the one I like these, too.
Oh, Mars Venus.
I'm the one that did, I guess.
The one viewer that did. Thank you,
Nancy. You're a big fan of Dr. Drew, are you?
My question was, what does pot smell like?
Oh, like heaven.
I have a couple
heaven.
Teenagers.
Heaven, do you hear me?
Huh?
Like an angel farted.
If you smell anything that's not tobacco around a teenager, it's going to be pot.
Well, clothes, though.
Okay.
Or crack.
Yeah, probably crack. Crack.
I don't think they're into crack.
It smells a lot like crack.
It's a unique smell. People call it wet.
Well, you know what? It can smell skunky. It can smell like a skunk.
People say burning rope. They mean that when they say that? I don't know what burning rope smells like.
Hemp rope.
Yeah.
Burning rope.
And don't let them blame it on the catalytic converter, because they'll do that if the car's out in the driveway. Why? You have some troubled teens?
I'm just trying to check up on them.
They're not
troubles as far as I know. However, I'm trying to keep one step ahead.
How old are these grandkids?
Well, grandkids. One's going to be 13 in 2 months. One's 14. One's 17. One's 17, almost 18.
Oh, yeah. Figure they're all strung out on weight.
Yeah. I
would assume
even
that.
Even the 13-year-old, he's probably been doing it for 3 years.
It's a very good assumption that they're around weed and they have smoked it.
Now, I know the oldest one has.
Yeah, it's not.
He was busted.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, if they're busted.
He was brought in by the police.
Well, that's not a good
sign.
They
caught him.
But if they're carrying a fair amount with them and they're being, you know, sort of casual with it to the point that the police are getting involved, that's a bad sign. That usually means dependency. That means addiction.
Well, he could have just been out in the park or something and gotten
busted. Well, he was in the park with a boyfriend. One of his friends.
I see. Okay. Because that would have been
another
topic.
2 years ago.
Well, What's semen smell like?
Let me put it this way. I've never seen someone, myself, the situations I deal with, never seen someone have a legal problem with pot that wasn't addicted to it.
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen.
But it's possible to be at the park and just get popped.
It's possible.
Or you
get
busted
for
the first time. That could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Never seen it happen.
Once in a while, someone gets a 502 the first time they drink and drive, and sometimes they get someone pregnant when they're losing their virginity.
That's the thing about pot. If they just found you with a joint or something, they're kind of writing the ticket and they're reporting you and stuff. But they're bringing you in. That means you're carrying something with you.
Yeah.
You're carrying a bunch of pot with you.
I agree.
Means you're doing pot.
Yes. All right.
Doing a lot of pot.
All right. Oh, boy.
The weed.
They must love going over to Grandma Nancy's house, watching her frisk them down, looking for hash pipes, smelling their breath.
Yeah, sniffing their fingers.
Full cavity searches. Oh, it's got to be a disaster. I mean, when you're a kid, you don't want to go to your grandparents' house anyway. Oh, and by the way, I hope my grandmother's listening, because I'm going to torture her now, because I've never been to Europe before. I'm 38 years old, and my grandparents would go to Europe every year for like 6 weeks, but they do it on that, you know, that book. It's like Europe on $10 a day.
Backpacking style kind of.
They're just totally slumming it, but they'd go. It's like you could go there and live like a human being for about 3 days, or you could go for 6 weeks and just live like. Like you're an
people.
Oliver Twist or something, right?
I've done it that way.
You weren't 65 when you did it,
no,
though.
Uh-uh.
Anyway,
shopping cart.
The worst part about their European vacations is a slideshow.
Oh.
That always took place about a month after they return. You know, when you're 9 years old, you're just sitting there.
Torture.
And grandma's narrating.
That would drive you to marijuana.
It's like hanging on every picture for about 8 beats longer than it needs to. You know, that chink. There's a long pause, and yeah, great. It's a picture of my grandfather. He's standing in front of some nondescript something with a brick on it.
Yeah. Pub.
And they would come back with like 30 trays of slides, and it was all horrifying. So now I'm gonna sit my grandmother down and just torture her.
Good.
Revenge.
Show her Europe at 1,000 a day.
That's right. It's payback time. Those are the complimentary slippers they gave me at the Ritz. Yeah. Mikey?
Yeah, how's it going, Adam?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to say, man, the Man Show, it rocks.
Great.
Man Show rocks. I watched the first time last night.
Oh, wow.
First time.
Yeah, I know. First time watch. I heard about it forever on Loveline, listened to you guys all the time, decided to watch the Man Show, see what it's all about. I looked at you and like, no, there's no way this is Adam Carolla. I'm listening to you on the Loveline, just like, no, there's no way. This guy's a little bitty skinny guy, and there's no way he's on the, no way this guy's Adam Carolla. There's no way the idol that I worship every night.
He's a little bitty skinny guy.
There's no way that this little bitty skinny guy that I'm looking on the TV is Adam Carolla. My God. I mean, there's no way.
Well, I'm 6'2 and 195 pounds.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. I just got off the scale. Yeah, he could have one of those 13 inchers, in which case I'd probably only be about 8 or 9 inches.
Yeah.
No, this is like a little black and white TV, is the size of a matchbook, you know?
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now, my question
is... Stay with us, buddy.
Now, my question is, you know, I got a problem, you know, ejaculating during sex.
Ejaculating.
That's a little bit, you know, rough on me, but... any of the time, I can do it manually. Oral sex is great, but during sex, the actual conduct of intercourse, I can't do it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm nervous, the kind of condom I'm using, what.
You ever had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Have you always had this problem?
Since about 6 months now.
Same girl.
Yeah. But the problem didn't exist before 6 months ago.
Well, 6 months ago was nothing until I, you know, like 13 years old. So then between the time I was 13 and the time now, you know, 6 months ago, I had absolutely nothing. No.
You had sex when you were 13 and then nothing since?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Dry spell?
How old? Yeah. How old was that person when you were 13?
She was 17.
That's a death and rebirth. You're a virgin again by that point.
Yeah.
Right.
Did that kind of freak you out a little bit, being 13 and being 17?
Well, I was over to my friend's house. We were drinking. First time drinking.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If you had a layoff from like 13 to what, 19 20, or yeah, 20 yeah. sexually,
it's like half your life.
The first load would just be powdered milk, just poof, just still powdered, still in the powdered form.
Yeah.
Okay. Two blanks. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't figure this out.
He was traumatized.
What? Mikey.
Yeah.
Well, first off. Do you call yourself Mikey?
I call myself Mikey. It's my birth name.
Yeah,
that's what I was actually called on birth certificate.
That's why it took 6.5 years to get laid. You got laid. You got a kid name, so you got laid with the kid name. But now you're having trouble getting laid as an adult because you still have the kid name. Here you go with Mike. Big Mike's not bad.
No, I was actually born with the name Mikey.
Yeah,
I know. It's time to drop it. That's what I'm saying.
Moving on, Mike.
Is it time to get off it, or what? I mean,
all right, so
Big Mike. Big M.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that.
M-Dog.
Yeah, M's fine.
Yeah, M-Dog's nice.
Oh, anyway, no, I was watching the Man Show. All right.
We're quiet down with that Man Show. Would you? I'm tired of it.
I was watching about that iron worker stuff.
All right, relax.
That's how I would do the same thing. You know, you can't give cat calls on the if you're an iron worker.
I think it's on speed.
Yeah, it sounds like he is, actually.
He better hope he's on something, because if that's his natural state, that is a bad state to be in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And can't orgasm? That's weird.
Well, he's definitely high-strung, and guys that are sort of high-strung or high on speed have a little difficulty in this department.
Definitely have difficulty. High-strung guys usually come too quickly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what his deal is. It sounds like he wanted to tell us such a long story about the experience when he was 13. I speculate that was a very traumatic experience and sort of shut him down for a while.
At 13?
Not every guy, you know, it could be something weird.
Yeah.
And now he's having trouble getting back.
Dang. Yeah. Hey,
it's creeped me out.
I think we should, yeah.
That's good.
Can you imagine, like, driving cross-country with Mikey?
Hey,
you just have to pull over and kill yourself and then kill him.
Flying to Europe with next to him, yeah.
No. All right, let's, Drew.
That's what Adam's friends did to themselves.
Yeah.
They're sitting next to him.
Like,
stop the plane,
like,
jump
can we
out.
Jump out the window? Yes, please, thank you.
Imagine taking an 11-hour flight with me, Drew.
I'll be in the bathroom.
No, oh, my God. Your friends are no longer your friends. But we got 9/11 coming up in a couple of days, and I would be curious getting any calls about that. People have any thoughts about that anniversary? If there's anything we need to be discussing as that approaches, please give us a couple thoughts on that.
Yeah, but now, just We'll get those calls when we get those calls in a couple of days. I want to hear a Vandal song, and then we're going to get 9/11 songs.
More important
you know what
things.
I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah. All right. This is Anderson. You ready to rock over there? This is off the new CD, which will be out on the 17th, and this one is called My Brain Tells My Body. Everybody, our guests tonight, Warren and Josh, are both in studio. Joe and Dave are going to come in here at the 11 o'clock hour. Internet Dating Super Studs is the name of the new CD. It's coming out on the 17th of September.
It's a whole new sound, like nothing you've ever heard before.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It is. If you thought you knew the Vandals, you were wrong. Dead wrong. Because you don't. Even if you're 13. And he thought you knew the Vandals.
Even if you're us, you don't know us.
That's right. Even the Vandals aren't sure who the Vandals are anymore. It's very confusing when they're playing a gig. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, Drew, speak to Blake. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You sound very enthusiastic about that call.
It's going to be great.
He's got a 22-year-old girlfriend. Says his penis is too small. This ought to be grist for our mill after this.
Ouch. Bad times ahead.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Warren and Josh are both here from the Vandals.
Hey.
Internet Dating Super Studs is the name of the CD. And let's get back to the phones. It's coming out on the 17th. I'm obviously back from Europe and coming on 24 hours of no sleep, by the way. Feeling good about that. Let's talk to Blake, who's 18. Blake?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm going to cut to the chase. Me going out with a 22-year-old. I'm 18. We've been together for a few months now, and we've had sex like three times. We came up when she came up that the performance is fine. It's just that I'm not too big. She's used to the bigger guys.
Exactly how did this come up? What did she say exactly?
Well, you know, while we were doing our stuff, it takes her a while for her to have an orgasm. And I kind of thought about it, and she's like, well, you know, is it because of my blah, blah, blah? And she said, she has gone out with guys who are bigger. And then I started thinking to myself.
Well, you said, have you gone out with guys who are bigger?
Right.
Yeah,
Is it because? Tell me. Right?
Not like that. It's just like she said she's gone out with guys. And obviously, first thing that came to my mind was, well, obviously they must have been a little bit bigger than I have. And
First thing that came to your mind, said, I've been out with guys who are a little bit bigger than you, then you shouldn't have to process that. I mean, there's a subtext there.
How small is it?
Huh?
How small is it?
Small. It's like a good 6.5,
Whoa.
Got me beat. Okay, yeah, you win.
Let's go out in the parking lot and kill ourselves, guys. 6.5. That's fine.
That's clocked?
Yeah. And you know how you measure, right? From
the back of your butt.
No.
Your knee.
It's from the anus to just beyond the tip. that's my criteria.
That's
just beyond.
I'll go with that.
And I leave the just beyond. That's sort of gentleman thing.
So I'm definitely
up to you.
I'm around 6, and yeah.
Well, I've seen those pills and stuff like that. You know, it's a
yeah.
Make yeah, Blake. This is BS.
Longitude.
Yeah. Look, this has nothing to do
with
the problem.
I don't even believe him.
No, I believe him. Yes. Oh no. This is the real thing. Oh yes.
Yeah, can you guys tell?
I want to know who measured. Yeah, we can tell.
You're real to me because
I'm like a Texas governor. Just, you're all guilty. So what? A couple innocent people fry every once in a while. It's worth it to get scum off the street. That's the way I approach this show.
Amen. Like, this has nothing to do with your size of your penis, and why you jump to that, I find bizarre.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Blake?
Yeah.
When's the last time you measured your penis?
I don't measure.
You don't measure?
No.
How'd you know it was 6.5?
Your underpants are calibrated, or how does that work?
You know, I know my math. You know, I can look at things and say, hey, you know, I can estimate. And
how big is a compact disc?
Compact disc, I'll probably say 5 inches.
Yeah? Well, that's true.
All right.
So, your penis bigger than a compact disc?
Yes, it
thicker?
Is.
Thicker?
And what about like that Frampton Comes Alive, like it's a double live?
NLP.
My point is, do those pills work, you know?
No, and it's bizarre that you're thinking about it.
No. But you know what you can do with those pills, I found? You put the condom on, and then you stuff them into the condom after it's on. You sort of line your penis like a mosaic of pills inside the condom, and you can get an extra 3/8 of an inch.
More texture, too, yeah.
Right. All right there, Blake.
So is there anything?
Oh, shut up,
Blake.
What pills is he talking about?
I think
that makes your penis bigger. I've never heard of that.
I mean, the whole you see those longitude.
No, please.
That's not a good question to even ask. Because I wouldn't
know. It is a good question to ask. And Drew, as a physician,
you called him bizarre. That was kind of
need to talk about this a little because they advertise this stuff over and over again.
You can advertise anything you want.
I know, but just listen to me. People see the advertisements and they start having questions, and they don't necessarily know that none of this stuff works. That it's all snake
oil. It's the same thing as hair. You're making your hair grow on your head. That works either. The Rogaine works and Propecia works, and that's about it.
Well, that's the point. And there's a couple of products that work.
It's interesting. Now that we have those products, there used to be tons of stuff out there, vitamins and this and that, make your hair grow. They move from that to the penis.
Right.
And now, all of a sudden, they have all these things that make your penis grow. They're nonsense.
But the point is there's nothing that makes your penis
that's
grow.
That's right. Well, some males, as their testosterone levels go up, if they, like, achieve more things, when they speak in front of large groups, their testosterone levels will go up and they exercise more, and then some males will grow a little bit with that. But most importantly, why does a male preoccupy about that? And that's because their life isn't going right.
Right.
He's not attending to his own...
It's a symptom.
It's a symptom of his lack of self-worth.
Crap,
penis
help.
Becomes a symbol for his worth, his stature.
Yes.
And it's ridiculous.
And that's the most unattractive part about it for the woman.
Right.
Guys, all you guys with small penises, you know what the problem is? They think they have a small penis. They end up talking about it too much. It freaks the chicks out. You know what they need to do? If you think you have a small penis, just double down on the oral sex. get great at oral sex.
Compensate
with oral sex.
Whether you have a small penis or not.
Right.
Go ahead and double down.
But all the guys who want to spend money and energy with the pills and conversations and everything, and your woman will never be happier. David?
Yeah. Hey, can I whisper? Is that okay?
All right, what's
I guess
up?
So, you're 15?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
What's going on?
Sorry, my parents are real strict and I can't talk loud.
Okay, we got you.
All right, I wanted to know if you could save the morning after pill.
Unacceptable.
You save the morning after pill?
Yeah, for like 2 months.
You mean if you buy it and put it in like your cabinet or something?
Yeah.
Absolutely. There will be an expiration date on the pill packet, and I'm sure it's over a year. And in fact, you should keep one of those around in case there's a problem.
All right, and all my friends say if, because I smoke pot, and they say if you drink vinegar before you ate, it'll make the stuff go away.
No.
Are you taking a test sometime soon, David?
Yeah.
You do anything to adulterate your urine and that comes out in the urine, your urine will be considered positive.
Really?
Yep.
I don't go for that. The law doesn't work that way normally. You know what I'm saying?
If there's evidence of you mixing water in with the urine, if you've diluted it, if the temperature isn't right, the pH isn't right.
That I'm all going for. But the stuff you ingest on the way
same thing. Why is it different?
Yeah, because in law, it's a little tricky. You can win.
Maybe you can drink vinegar.
A lot of loopholes. That's right.
Then you'll have. But the point is, you'll have more tests. Believe me.
All right.
Okay,
hey, David.
Yeah.
Why are you being tested at 15? Is this your parents testing it?
No, I have a job.
You have a job.
Oh, I'm gonna start a job.
You're gonna start a job where they test your urine at 15.
Walmart. Walmart.
Paper route.
He said I might not have to do it because I'm a minor.
Right. Right. What kind of job is it?
I work at an animal hospital.
Animal hospital.
Yeah.
All right.
So you just use the ketamine and forget about the pot.
Right.
Okay, and every time I masturbate, I get a really bad headache.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, your plate's full for a 15-year-old.
15-year-old can't speak out loud.
Maybe the headache is from all that bottled up volume over the years, all the whispering, all the head under the covers.
I just got in trouble, and if they catch me, they're going to go crazy.
Okay.
They catch you masturbating?
No,
just in general.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's put them on hold.
Good night.
Okay. There are migraineous type things that can happen after masturbating, and
you get a headache.
Yeah, it's actually something you should talk about with a doctor if you can. If your parents won't freak out about that, we'll let you actually speak to a doctor.
Well, he seems quite forthcoming. I'm sure he could broach the subject with his parents or school counselor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect the veterinarian where you're going to work to have any answers on that one.
All right, good times. We haven't got a whisper call in a long time.
No, not like
kind of like
we've never had that kind of whisper call. You know, where you hear every word, is articulating it with a great intensity.
Is it common? You
know what
I'm saying? I was just wondering.
No, usually it's a lot of mumbling. We end up hanging up on them.
My strategy is to yell so loud that the words can't be deciphered outside of the room I'm in. Yeah. That's what it was like for everyone on the plane after my fifth Bloody Mary on the way home.
I love Bloody Marys.
Oh, me too.
Listen,
I was in the first class lounge. I was making them myself. That's a disaster. Mad scientist in the captain's nest or whatever the hell they got. Well, the one they got at the airport.
Oh.
You know, you're in there. They got the booze.
Admiral, first class.
You're in the Admiral's. You're in the Admiral's chair up there, and I'm like, man, so I'm dumping the vodka, and I'm, you know, not enough vodka, more Worcestershire sauce, so more tomato, and stirring a whole. And I don't think I've ever drank an ounce of tomato juice that didn't have vodka in it my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to keep that going. That's a good
It's worthless. They ought to just start putting the vodka right into the tomato juice. Who are you guys kidding? Save us the trouble of mixing it. No a-holes drinking that stuff straight.
Look, Adam, they've already gone ahead and put the clam in. And they put the beef
clam
in.
Clam motto, yeah.
How about vod motto?
Yeah.
You just put the goddamn vodka.
No,
you guys
vodka motto.
Vodka motto. You guys are putting clam juice and beef juice into the stuff. Please put the vodka in. Do the sensible thing. Scott?
Hey.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
I'd have to be the biggest Vandals fan that you could possibly imagine.
All right.
Yeah, so I got like a few like quick questions for you. Okay?
Okay, shoot.
First of all, on your website, you're always talking about NOFX. How do they influence you?
They're our friends.
They're actually really old friends of ours. We've known them since they used to really be a terrible band in the early 80s, and then they got really good about the mid-late 80s.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
No, it's true. They got great. Oh, it's very rare that a band starts off.
No, is that them?
Yeah, they're good.
It usually goes the other way around.
Usually bands start off great and then get suckier and suckier.
Right.
They actually really pull together and are a great band.
All right. Do more things? Your new CD, you have the online contest, the dating contest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually date the winners?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Last one. I got some friends down here, like John and Bridget and Shay. They're pretty big fans. Could you, like, shout them out, tell them how much you love them?
You know what fan's short for? Fanatic.
You're fanatics. Fans.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah.
I thought you were a huge fan of the Vandals.
Oh, trust me.
And you run them around like an organ grinder's monkey. Do your bidding for you, the little high school friends. How dare you? How dare you call this show with that attitude and approach our guests that way? Okay, good.
I don't know how to do a proper shout out. It's kind of like a hip hop thing. I feel like really
yo.
Uncomfortable of doing.
Well,
it.
Like, it's the, like
now you remember the names.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the shout out is. I can initiate a shout-out, but I can't tell you to do a shout-out. It doesn't work right.
Like I can go... shout-out of a shout-out or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's no good. It's like the echo of an echo or something.
If they say we want to record you for our...
Well, that's fine, but you can't see. If I can step up on the mic and go, I want to give a shout-out to my boys, I can do that. But I can't go, would you give a shout-out to this guy and that guy and the other guy? Then you
I'm
feel
not too
like
good at
there.
Shouting out. Can you shout-out for me?
Yeah.
You feel like an a-hole doing a, it's like a regurgitated shout-out, a warmed-over shout-out. No one needs your sloppy second shout-outs. That's what I'm
That's
saying.
That's what it is, sloppy
You've
seconds.
Been in Europe too long, Adam. Let's go.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's take a break here, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew, sit up, would you please?
Good.
I don't like you leaning
don't
back.
Don't slouch.
The mic that way.
This is what you and I always
do. Bad posture.
Is that how you always do it?
Every
no,
night.
You set the mic down there.
You and I.
How do you punch the mic effectively every night when it's on your chest?
By 11 o'clock, you and I are both sitting like this. Anderson.
You're that way, too?
Back me up on this. Are we not sitting like this pretty much every night?
Here. All right.
It's exactly like that every night.
Let's,
can't believe it.
It really is.
I like the mic over here where you can punch it.
That's fine.
Vandals here. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Warren and Josh, both here.
Hello.
From the Vandals. The new CD will be out on September 17th. When is that? A little less than 8 days. Yes?
It's Tuesday.
Yes. It is Internet Dating Super Studs. And again, Tuesday. 1 week from tomorrow. Yes?
Yes.
That's right.
So you're holding your mic?
With trouble getting acclimated. Yeah,
that's what I do with mine.
That's how I hold my mic.
That's the way I hold my mic.
Who stole it from who is the big question.
Huh, it's how people that have been on the radio for a long time.
No, true. I was doing this long before you were.
Yes, I agree.
I pioneered the whole almost fall asleep while you're on the radio.
The reclining. The
you
reclining
made
broadcast.
It up. Made it up.
Yep. All right, let's talk to Terry, who's 45.
Terry Bozio.
Hi.
Terry, what's up?
Terry's a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, Terry's mom, and I'm scared.
You're Terry's mom?
No, I am the mom.
Oh, you're Terry the mom.
I have a 16-year-old daughter that has ran away from home last Thursday, and I love her very much. She listens to your radio station exclusively, and I was listening to it, thinking about her, and I just thought maybe I should call Loveline because... You know, I always thought I'd call about, you know, an old person sex question, but that's not... I want to reach out and maybe have her friends reach out.
Yeah. Why did she run away?
Well, we caught her, you know, breaking the rules. You turn 16, you get a car, and your parents set certain parameters, the state does. You know, things like you're not allowed to have... somebody in the car under 20 and that would happen.
Yeah.
You know, when you explain the consequences that...
This is all sort of automotive violations?
No, then it escalated to
heavy equipment.
Of friends. Oh. Yeah.
Tractors.
I couldn't think of where to go from the cars.
And then drugs. And then, you know, we trust her to be here alone, and she has a party with older friends.
Uh-huh. So you disciplined her, and she took off?
Basically.
What was the disciplining?
Well, we switched high school, so she'd be with a different social group, and took away the car privileges. And then, of course, then you lose your job because you can't get transportation to work. We live in the country.
Yeah. And did she freak out about the high school thing? That would have been weird for me at 16.
That's a weird punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
now, did you pull her out of the high school, or did you kick everyone out of her existing high school and then shift in new students?
That'd be pretty cool.
That would have been a power move.
That would be hard.
Poindexter, you're out.
What drugs was she using?
That I'm aware of, just marijuana. Just pot.
All right. Now, where do you think she is now?
Well, I think she's in the greater Seattle area.
But do you think she's, shacked up with some friends or something like that?
Oh, yeah. She definitely took off with this 20-year-old and,
Male?
Male.
Okay.
Did you report him to the police?
Well, we have a first name.
Hmm. Oh, I should still make the, report it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So, you know, but it's not a crime to run away in the state.
Yeah, but it's a crime for a 20-year-old to contribute to the delinquency of a minor.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to report.
I'm sure he's not thinking that. Or he
I understand he isn't, but he's doing that. That's why those laws are in place, because every idiot 20-year-old that does that doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
Right.
So you got to report this to the police, number one.
Yeah, we do.
And number two, when she comes back, which she likely will, you need to get treatment, because treatment really works for situations like this. And without that...
What kind of treatment?
You need to get a mental health professional to evaluate your daughter. And if you don't do that, I promise things are going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, I have that lined up.
Well, wait a minute. But hold on. That's not very enticing if she's listening. Tell her you scored some weed for her.
How about just the silent treatment?
You bought her a custom van and a new stereo, and it's all waiting. For her, and then you dive on her when she comes through the front door.
In a party.
Right.
We've talked about there's alternative high schools in the area that are apparently pretty good.
All right. Well, listen, hey, Terry, give her the quick, just give a, in 15 seconds, just tell her you love her, tell her you're her mom, do a little improvising, and win her back.
Just love her so much. She is the world to me. I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't function. Her friends call me and say, have you heard? They don't know what to do. They miss her too. Her school counselor called, where is she? I mean, just everybody, strangers are praying.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she's okay.
What is her name in case she calls this show tonight? What is her name? Her first name?
Sakura.
So, well, if she calls tonight, we will...
We have a million Sakuras calling the show every night, Drew. How are we going to tell?
What's that, Terry?
There's a message waiting for her on the runaway hotline. And if any other child is out there, that there's a 1-800 number, if I can find it. And you call and you just say, I have a message waiting for me.
Oh, really?
And they don't trace it. So it's totally...
Interesting.
It's totally anonymous. And
in other words, if she calls into that number, she'll get the message from you without them being able to trace where she is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So they don't have to worry about, you know, mom's going to find me or mom's going to, you know, whatever.
All right.
And I can't find the number.
Well, hold on a second. We'll put you on hold, and you can give it to our phone screener, one of our phone screeners, and we'll give away that runaway. I never knew what that runaway hotline was. I thought it was a hotline that just got out of control.
It's like an answering center.
You know when a hotline just builds up too much momentum.
We got a runaway hotline.
We got a problem here. Oh, boy. That's horrible. But, you know, maybe we can track her down.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Maybe if Sakura's listening or any of her friends are listening. And hey, here's the deal, everybody.
Give her a shout-out.
Don't torture your poor parents. I understand you have your grievances and maybe they weren't perfect and so on and so forth. But it's unfair to torture them.
I agree with that. But not only that, I've never seen a runaway situation be an improvement. You know what I'm saying? By running away, it's essentially never an improvement over whatever was going on at home.
Yeah.
Unless there is overt sexual ritualized abuse of some type.
Yeah.
Running away, we can get help, get interventions for whatever's going on in the home. When you're out on the street by yourself, you become just a victim constantly.
Yeah, that's how I got into gay porn.
Well, you can tell your story if you want.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I didn't have to stay in it for 14 years. But
you did anyway.
The first 4 months, I did have to do it, yeah. All right, let's do what? Take a break?
Yep.
We got that runaway hotline number here, Drew. You want to give that out to the world?
1-800-621-4000. 1-800-621-4000.
All right, Vandals, our guests tonight, Warren and Josh, are sliding onto the viewing sofa, yes?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring Dave and Joe in here from the Vandals. We hear something else from them and all that after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dave and Joe now in here.
Hi.
From the Vandals. Kelly Slater is in here tomorrow night.
Is that the dude from Signal Bell?
Yeah.
Wow. Spicoli.
Oh, that's the...
No, it's the Mexican.
It's a surfer.
It's a surfer.
Dude.
You're thinking of...
I don't know.
But he was in... Slater. He was in Baywatch for a while.
Oh, that's something, huh?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So why did he quit? Off.
I think the show quit on him.
I'd still be there. Waiting, reporting to work every day.
Well, we just head down to Santa Monica and just stand there.
Wait for the next one.
They did a lot of... A lot of jumping off that scarab at high speeds, I noticed in that show. It seems to me lifeguards usually stop the boat, but...
Oh, yeah.
Something very exciting about jumping off a boat when it's moving.
You said scarab.
Yeah, well, I think it's the kind of boat it is.
Hmm.
That's
where I put my sword.
That's where I... I think that's what they call that boat. Do they not, Drew?
A scarab, to me, is like something from The Mummy.
Right.
An ancient scarab?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, look it up on the internet.
I think it's a boat.
I thought it was
like one of those cigar boats or something like that.
Yeah.
A scarab.
Yeah.
I think it's a kind of chocolate.
Anyways.
Well, I don't think you're going to find it because it's not a generic name for the boat. I think it's a...
A type?
Yeah.
I'm suggesting dictionary.com.
Jennifer?
Scarab. Any of a family of stout-bodied beetles.
That, do you see? You see?
The boat. Stone or... Faience beetle used in ancient Egypt as a talisman ornament.
But if you get on the internet and look it up, you'll see they manufacture boats, I think.
All right.
Jennifer?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I like want to have sex like 2-3 times a day, and my boyfriend like wants it twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's something wrong with me or...
Is this your first boyfriend?
No. My third.
How long have you been going out with this guy?
Like 2.5-3 years.
And were you with this way with the other two guys?
Well, with one of them.
Okay.
All right. And was it this way at the beginning of the relationship?
No.
It never
at
is.
At the beginning, it was like, I don't know, what I wanted, like twice a day at least.
Yeah.
In other words, but your momentum was the same at the beginning. You just haven't slowed down any.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you say women are more... pure or more accurate with that number at the beginning of the relationship than guys are?
Yes, guys, we had sex 12 times a day.
right, at the beginning, and then we slide into whatever that sort of purgatory we're all residing in now. Mm-hmm. Just sort of, it's like, should they really got to get off the sofa for this? Okay, I'll nail you. But, maybe just, you want to start with the BJ? All right, now you got my hand.
After you do it, the next day is like free day, where you know you don't have to do anything. You're just, it's the greatest day of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys are great partners.
Yeah.
It's like weird. What kind of males are you?
Excellent lover. Well, Drew, you're a passionate man.
Passionate man.
But my wife is so hot, I just get worn out.
That's what it is. I know, you know what it is?
You guys ought to work on sort of your rap together.
I don't like having to do even things I like to do.
I know that, but there's certain things that you're sort of driven to do.
Yeah, but see, I don't have.
You have no drive. Yeah. You barely have a pulse. What are we talking about?
No, Drew, I'm saying that you're a passionate, passionate man. And when you hear about a guy who only, you know, some 19-year-old guy who wants it once a week or something, you're like, you got to get on medication. Did you ever suffer any head trauma? Mm-hmm. What's wrong? You're probably gay. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot identify with that at all.
Right.
But there are plenty of guys out there who have not suffered any head trauma who want it once a week.
But if you could have a different girl, how many times a week would you want it?
Ten times a day?
5 times a day. If my wife could do it with Dr. Drew, she'd...
10 times a day. She'd be back.
She's talking about it.
Jennifer?
Yeah?
All right. So why don't you see if this guy can meet you in the middle somewhere? Like, let's say 14 times a day?
No.
No. What?
3 times a week probably should be okay.
A couple times a week. Yeah. He's at once every 2 weeks?
No, twice a week he wants.
Twice a week.
That's great. Twice a week.
Twice a week.
I'm trying to get him to do it more than that, but it's like... He rolls his eyes and he gets all frustrated or something.
Twice a week is actually normal. Twice a week is the national average.
Is he working?
Yeah. Okay. He works and he goes to school.
Is there anything about you that makes your sex drive over the top? Were you sexually abused at one time?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if that's...
Right. That's not a factor, though.
I've gone to counseling and stuff for that.
Yeah, but it changes your wiring, having been sexually abused. It changes the circuitry in your head where... You sort of only feel okay. You're sexualize lots of your feelings, and you are more driven than the average person.
You know what, Drew? I know if I've had a breakthrough. I think I remember being raped by the sofa. Because I only feel okay when I'm on the sofa. Otherwise, I feel out of control. I don't feel like I'm whole. I don't feel whole unless I'm on the sofa.
You brought this up before. Last time you said it was the remote control.
Mm. I was violated with the remote control on the sofa, and now...
The picture is complete.
Now,
finally.
I feel unwhole when I'm off the sofa without the remote in my hand.
And that's what some people tend to feel like when they have been violated. They feel like they're not together. They're sort of fragmented.
That's me.
When I get home, I'm going to ask my wife who the hell was violating her, because she wants it quite
She does.
Yeah.
Well, also, women... and it's the very sad joke of nature that they want it a lot more
as they get older,
33, than they do at 19.
Don't tell me that.
Men and women are never farther apart biologically than when they're like 18 to 25.
Hmm.
That's when men are completely over-the-top driven and women can't have orgasms.
Yeah.
And
right.
You reach around 35, 40, men are wanting to cuddle and sort of sit on the couch with their remote control, and women are all of a sudden getting a little momentum going.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to spin out. And then what? Then menopause sets in, and what happens?
You die.
I play golf.
But what happens to their sex drive when menopause sets in?
It depends. These days we treat menopause, so it sort of stays where it was.
Huh.
It can be increased. It can be increased even sometimes.
Oh, yeah, good times.
Pills.
Good times. All right, let's... we done with her?
Sorry.
Now, are we?
We didn't...
A little more therapy for the sexual abuse.
Yeah, definitely needs that, yes.
And it doesn't mean he doesn't love her, you know? He just...
No,
not at all.
Hell no.
I hope his
Joe?
My wife's listening.
Joe, you're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
I love that.
Yeah.
Bart Simpson.
Yeah, so I have a girlfriend who's 12.
And you're 14?
Yeah.
Kinky. Oh, and what does that mean, girlfriend?
Why does everybody seem so surprised by that?
What does that mean,
that's
girlfriend?
That's all right.
Let's define our terms. What does that mean, girlfriend?
Kissed. We haven't done anything sexual. We actually really haven't gone past kissing at all.
Are you in 8th grade or 9th grade?
No, I'm 10th grade.
10th grade. And what year is she?
No, she's a 7th grader. I'm a 10th grader.
Ooh.
I skipped the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And she's 12, being in 7th grade seems...
That's right.
Little young.
8th grade's 13.
Yeah, that's fine.
Huh?
Yeah.
True. We always get into this, and then we do the math, and then I end up being right.
What year to graduate high school? How old are you when you graduate? You're 17 or 18?
Right. Well, I turned 18 at the end of the year.
Right.
So you'll turn 13 at the end of your... At the end of your...
7th grade.
7th grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, so what happened was...
Listen, we got 2 hours to kill every night.
The vandals
blow in here gypsies once every 2 years and think we're going to dedicate the show to them.
No.
Well, don't feel bad if you interrupt them, because that's what they're talking about.
Nah, what's that?
12, 11, 12, whatever.
All right, so Joe, what is the question?
Okay, so anyway, we've been seeing each other for about a month now, and her mom recently found out, and she got really ticked off and didn't think her daughter was ready to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm, good.
And so tomorrow I'm going to call her, and we're going to try and figure out, I'm going to call my girlfriend, and we're going to try and figure out what we're going to do, because she had like a phone ban thing going.
Right.
She had a friend over or something without the parents being there, and the parents got pissed off and grounded her from phone privileges for a week.
Mm-hmm. She ought to start calling them the Taliban. It would be clever. It would send a message.
Timely.
Yeah, I think it would really work.
I like the way Joe has got an executive style in relation to the parents. You know what I'm saying?
Have a meeting.
It's like, yeah. Like he's, you know.
He's going to file some briefs. He's going to send his people over there.
He's got a PowerPoint display. He's going to bring by the house.
There's sort of a nuisance that he has to contend with.
He's got an overhead projector.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they, by the way, interfere with this 12-year-old? How dare they?
He flicks the lights, gets the grease pencil out, starts outlining a program.
Yeah. Wow.
Joe, are you one of those nerdy kids?
No, not really.
How is it that you skipped the first grade?
Sorry?
How did you skip a grade?
I guess it was just basically my brother helped me I used to read a lot.
Nerd.
Gave that up, though.
We got a reader. But now he's like...
Can it.
Okay. Now he wears black and...
Okay, but listen, you're 14. You're one of those smart guys. You're definitely a smart kid.
Oh, I'm not incredibly smart. I have like a 3.65 GPA, but...
Yeah.
Well spoken, though.
I'm athletic, you know.
Okay.
I work out at a gym.
You're smart. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of
all
a
gym. All right, so talk... you into Star Trek at all?
No, not at all.
No, this is... You're going
how do you dress? Class. How do you dress?
Cargo shorts, T-shirt, nothing, you know, no like plaid pants or...
Okay.
Camel cigarette under the sleeve of his white T-shirt.
Hair grease back with pomade. Yeah. All right, hey, Joe.
Yes.
I don't know what our answer is. I mean, 12 is a little tough to impress the parents at 12.
Well, what he was going to do was have a powwow with the 12-year-old how to contend with these nuisance parents. I suggest you go ahead and try to make nice with the parents, try to get a relationship with them, see if they can trust you, see if they will allow her to have some sort of relationship with you. Otherwise, you're out of luck.
The fundamental problem here is really the 10th grade and 7th grade. That is a huge chasm. Yeah. I don't care if you're both the same age.
Yeah.
If someone's in the 10th grade and someone's in the 7th grade, that is way too big a gap to be dating.
Yeah, wait, when you're 93, she'll be 90, and none of this will matter.
Right, and that's when you make your move.
I think you missed he was going to call her, and they were going to decide what to do with these parents.
Yeah,
please.
He's got a plan.
Yeah.
Jared, he's going to be your boss one day, Drew. Start kissing his ass. Jared, you're 16.
Sleeping.
Jared, I blame you for that, Drew. Jared, are you there? All right, put Jared back on hold and speak to Brittany, who's 15. Brittany?
Hmm. Yeah?
What's up?
I think my boyfriend's cheating on me, but I don't know how to tell he is.
Brittany, what do you do when you're like 75 or 80 years old?
What?
I mean, can you be Brittany? Can you be like a 74-year-old grandmother Brittany and like Grandpa Todd? Todd and Brittany, the old couple.
Todd.
Grandpa Todd, Grandma Brittany, Nana Brittany. Mm. It's going to be bizarre. You're going to have gray hair. You're going to have a brooch and stuff and a bad skirt. You're going to smell like mothballs. Your name will be Brittany.
Brittany, get your walker.
It's poor planning.
Well, the funny thing is I'm on crutches and I need a walker, so.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, see?
See, that's kind of what it's about.
And why are you on crutches?
On Saturday, I got hit by a truck and he didn't believe me.
Who didn't believe you?
My boyfriend.
Hmm. The cheating boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's evidence of the event, so how is it?
What's he think he did?
He refuses to come see me.
He refuses to come see you. That's
no,
not...
Like he wants to hang out with his friends, but...
Not your boyfriend.
Not a boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, that's not a boyfriend.
No. It's a guy you know.
But like let's be...
He's an idiot, you know.
Was it an 18-wheeler or just like a steak bed or something? Oh, that's not... Oh, that's just a medium-sized Ford truck. Mm.
Well, yeah, but going at 30 miles an hour and you're on a bike, it kind of hurts.
Mm, yeah, but it's still not like an 18-wheeler or stepside or crew cab or something like that. So, really, he was going 30 miles an hour, you're on your bicycle, and he clipped you?
Uh-huh.
You should be in pretty bad shape about now.
Well, I got lucky the bike kind of protected me.
Mm. Okay. And so what do you have? What's your... Anything broken?
No, I just severely sprained my ankle.
Why does it matter if he's cheating on you if he won't even come over anyway?
Because it's more like my friends think he's cheating on me, but I kind of don't. It's like, the only thing that really makes me think he is it's like I'll call up to his house and some girl I don't even know answers.
But your friends are the ones that are screwing him, so, I mean, you should believe them when they tell you.
Almost all my friends hate his guts.
Oh, okay.
Well, we do, too. We share that with them.
How old is this guy?
16.
Okay. Well, if we won't come visit you when you're on crutches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
bad. Reason he won't come visit me is because he knows that I know he's been hanging out with his friends.
Uh-huh.
And he knows I really strongly disapprove of his friends.
Okay. We'll break up with him.
He's
break
an idiot.
This is not the Tiger Beat hotline, by the way. He knows he's been hanging out with people. I don't care. This is nonsense. We have real problems
over here.
Maybe
we should call one of her friends or something. Get them all in the air.
Oh, must be nice to be 16 and just worry about nothing all the time.
Yeah, but she is completely focused on this jerk. Will not let go of this a-hole.
Yeah, and women love that.
Oh, they never get over that.
They love that at 16. Mm. They love the guy who won't come visit them.
They do it at 30.
The sick ones.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. No, you come over and bring some flowers or something, you're screwed.
Yeah. If they're not married by 30, that's all they like is the...
Right. No, this guy's playing it. How can we argue with this guy, by the way? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is pretty cool.
What if the guy said to us, hey, I'm just trying to get laid here, buddy.
Yeah.
Maybe if you'd done a little more of this, you would have got your dork wet in high school, too.
When her legs get better, I'll be right over there.
You'd be like, wow, I'm being dressed down by 16-year-olds like Fonzie. But it's true. I mean, maybe these guys just know how to play it.
Yeah.
Maybe
the guys say they don't give a rat's ass about these people.
But all the guys I knew who either didn't care or pretended like they didn't care or who pulled it off were the guys who were getting laid. So how do we argue with them?
That was Dave Quackenbush when we were young.
Dave
was that guy. I was the flower guy.
Yeah. Right. Why we encourage women not to reward these guys for this assholeish behavior.
That's the point we need to make on the show. And we've made it a time or two, but if women would shut these guys down, if the Britneys of the world, we're just talking to Britney.
Grandma.
Yeah. Britney, yeah. Grandma Britney would just dump this guy outright, then he couldn't get away with it, he'd be fine.
You think that would work, but then they become doormats. You know, then women just take all the power over from the whole dating thing, and you're just out there spending all the money.
That's man's fear.
Dave.
That's man's fear.
Spoken like a true operator in high school.
Oh, he was.
Travis? I can tell because he's got those eyebrows that are higher above his nose than they are on the side. Like, they've got that a very cool look to you.
Hey, thanks.
Very confident.
Lead singer.
Hello? Very confident look.
Travis?
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, how's it going?
Good.
Good. What's up?
I'm codependent in relationships, and I can't stand not being with a girl in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's better being with a guy in a relationship.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Right now I'm with a girl, but my ex-girlfriend wants to get back with me. I have a lot of feelings for my ex-girlfriend.
Right.
And today, in the past couple of days, she was trying to see how, angry I can get.
How does one do that? How does one test to see how angry one might get?
Oh, women do that.
What is that test? Is it a questionnaire?
It usually involves your car and some keys or something.
I have a car, too. That's
Well, how did she figure out how angry you could get? How'd the test work?
She called me blocking her phone number and, trying to disguise her voice, saying that someone's going to kill me, and I was just okay, and I'm I just went back down. I was like, if you want to do it, I'll meet you here.
Yeah.
She sounds lovely.
Yeah, sounds like a delight, this one. Was she able to disguise her voice? Was she
really,
a Cockney accent?
I recognize the voice.
East Coast Brahmin.
Scottish.
Fooled her.
Do you live at home?
I live with my grandma and my uncle.
Yeah, I just get this is not, this is a bad situation.
Where's mom and dad?
I was kicked out of my dad's house.
Why?
Because he called me in as a runaway for going to look for a job.
Mm. Oh.
I'd love to hear the other side of that one.
I'm sure that's exactly how your dad would tell it.
Going to look for a job in Utah, Dad.
Yeah. I love, I'm looking for a job as a pimp in Utah.
All right, Travis, this is way more than codependency. This is a total abject chaos in your relationships. Do you have black fingernails and all that good stuff?
No.
Trench coat?
I just wear long sleeves and cut holes where my thumbs are, and I wear shirts of bands and everything.
Oh, okay,
cool.
So you're one of those troublemakers.
And he's in with the troublemaking women who threaten to kill him.
Right. All right. So what do you tell Travis? I mean, what do you get them to do?
Were you physically abused growing up or something?
I was verbally abused.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So what's your plan, I mean, future plan-wise? You want to work or go to college or start a band?
I want to go to college and I want to get a job, yeah.
Okay. Any particular college or what if you try to go get a job and your aunt kicks you out of the house? I mean, you got a long history of seeking employment and being turned out on the streets.
Careful about that job.
Being accused of being a runaway, please.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, so, Travis, why don't you, you know, do well in school, get your grades good, and go off to college someday. And then you'd be, you know, be like a really angry liberal. All right?
I'm doing very good in school, by the way.
All right, good. I can tell you're a smart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the plan is for Travis.
Well, don't date people you're attracted to, number one. Because he's gonna go for a lot of chaotic, crazy situations.
Right.
Maybe you don't even have a relationship right now. If you can tolerate that, which he says he can't, but that would be the healthiest thing of all. And just focus on things that you can do for you that move you along.
Don't date people I'm attracted to policy all through high school.
It was imposed upon you, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's what
I'm... Yeah, no choice.
It came across that way, didn't it?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's right. Charlotte?
Yep.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I recently had sex with a guy who was well in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
And I'm kind of on the, like, small petite size.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had relations with him before.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'd be a little sore and everything like that, but since then I've become like really active, like captain of the swim team. I do aerobics. I don't want the tennis team.
Well, you guys clear out. I got to beat off. It's too much. I've been traveling a whole day. I've been in Europe. I've been rooming with three guys. I can tell where this is going.
Yeah.
It's going to happen whether you're here or not.
You're all back
out of respect for the band. I just want to give you a heads up. Keep going.
But,
two-piece on the swim team? Two-piece or what? Two-piece, right?
One-piece.
Oh, okay, one-piece. But thong back, right? This is high school swim?
It rides up. High cut, yeah.
That's all right. I'll fill in the details as I go.
But, like I said before, it was just I'd get, like, really sore. I mean, no real big deal. But this time, it hurts a lot more. Like, kind of like something tore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On the outside or on the inside?
Like on the outside.
Yeah, you can tear.
Whoa. On the outside?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like when having a baby?
Oh.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rather uncomfortable, especially when you're swimming and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Jeez, Adam went from reaching for his junk to, like, being completely deflated.
Yeah. How are you? Okay. How's your, what, because it's important, what's your cup size, is that?
My cup size? I'm 32B.
All right.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
No, my penis moved to the side on that one. It was like starting to head up. It didn't want to go down. It went to the side.
My measurements are 32, 24, 36.
Okay. Uh-huh. Just hearing measurements is good.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do the math.
The guys are so stupid. Yeah, they'd be like, numbers. I'm 14, 128, 587. I got to be like, yeah, slow down, baby. But you look good.
All right, Charlotte. Well,
I should do. How long will it take? Because
it can take a while. How long does it go? This happened.
Last night.
No, it's gonna take about a week. Hot baths.
Right. And who is this guy? Swim coach?
No, an old boyfriend from my freshman year.
I see.
Yes.
Wow. And is he still hanging around high school?
No, actually, when he left, he went into the army, and we stayed friends. And when he came back, we were just like, hey, how's it going?
Nice.
Yeah.
Where were these chicks when I was in high school? Mm-hmm. All right. Good times.
Hot baths. Okay. I have a jacuzzi.
Yeah. All right, but nice. No more with this guy, right? You're bordering on being a comfort girl. You know what I'm saying?
What's a comfort girl?
That's the
Tuesday night.
Once the Japanese would enslave women, have sex with the soldiers.
Right.
Now they're suing.
Yes.
That's got to be weird. Like, imagine your grandma suing the Japanese government. She's an 85-year-old woman. And it's like, I was a slave and slave whore when
look
I was...
at her now, like,
you know, I'd be like, grandma, what's the lawsuit? Because maybe I can settle it right here.
Some of those Asian
please
ladies...
stay off the TV, please.
Some of them age really well, though. Some of those
the Asians?
Yeah, some of them do. Yeah.
Right. But but even the Asian women, at some point, even the best cars eventually need to go to the junkyard.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Even a Duesenberg breaks down every once in a while. And Drew, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if your grandma, you know what I mean, was getting part of this? Where would your feelings be on that? Would you be all right with that?
I can't go there.
Hold on, Drew. You're saying you can't envision you having a Japanese grandmother who was enslaved to have sex with Japanese soldiers in World War II.
And then me having to have
and is now holding a press conference,
yeah, that's right.
wanting
that's
money right. from Mitsubishi. You can't go there, man?
No, man.
Wow, man.
It's too heavy, dude.
You're uptight, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's why I'm an artist, man, because I can go there.
Yeah, just blow.
Yeah. That's right. Vandals are guests. They can go there.
Yeah, I've been there.
All right. We're going to go there, and then we're going to come back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew.
A new intro.
Dave and Joe are both here from the Vandals, and we know something we said we were going to get to, and then we didn't get to it, I believe, is the Vandals website.
Yes.
Vandals.com.
The internet super stud dating service.
No, now we have internet dating superstuds.com.
Okay.
And here's the deal. We spoke during the break about this, and without getting into great detail, I think it's something that would be interesting to our listeners.
This thing.
This website.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
So here's what I'm going to say. Let's just name the website. And just take my word for it and go look at it.
All right, what's it called?
Oh, let me look down here. What is it called?
InternetDatingSuperStuds.com.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's part of the whole Vandals, KungFuRecords.com.
It is definitely a Loveline listener type.
That's right.
Site.
If you enjoy this show, you will enjoy the InternetDatingSuperStuds.com.
Yeah.
So go check that out.
Yeah,
we're good.
Good enough.
Okay.
Tony?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, lately, I went to the doctor recently because my chest, where the two rib cages meet, and my sternum is right there.
It's a lymphoid process.
Yeah, it protrudes out more than my pectorals do.
Pigeon chest.
Yes.
Interesting.
That is, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I went to the doctor and got a chest x-ray on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor says that it's just my lungs are bigger than normal. They're more overdeveloped than normally.
Do you have asthma or cystic fibrosis or something?
No, not that I know. I mean, I've been tested for that.
This means you can take a bigger bong load, right, Trey?
No, this overdevelopment of lungs to the point where it's distorting your chest anatomy, that is time to see a lung specialist.
Did the doctor say that, or do you think he's making that up because he's pigeon chested?
The guy who took the x-ray said it.
All right, well, that's not the reality.
That was a 700-pound black dude?
Yeah.
I've seen that guy.
With your the house arrest thing on his ankle?
Yeah. Your lungs are too big.
Yeah. Big-ass lungs.
And what is it with those techs? They're always like 300-pound dudes that look like ex-bikers or something. It's always ironic when they're wearing the nurse's outfit, but you don't want to say anything because you're going to get your ass kicked.
They just wait for you to say something.
Yeah. They're just massive, like big, scary dudes. Like, what are they, like part security? Are they working security and the x-ray machine? Or what's the deal?
Throw people around. You know,
is that what it is? They're like lifting people and sliding them around? Tony?
Yeah.
We're guessing you're going to be okay, but Drew?
Yeah, it's not about your lungs. If it is, you need to see a lung specialist. Just probably how your anatomy has developed. However, I still don't have a sense of what the explanation is why you haven't had this your whole life, why all of a sudden it developed, and I think you deserve that. So.
Yeah, it wasn't there because I've been looking back at pictures when I was like 5 and things like that, and I never even had it then.
Yeah, well, get back and find, get another, maybe see an orthopedist, see a doctor who deal with musculoskeletal problems, but you need this thing needs to have an explanation.
Well, the pigeon, you can be pigeon-chested and pigeon-toed.
Uh-huh. You have crow's feet.
It's like that one, the birds are really getting overworked. You know what I was thinking, too? Birds are mean.
Hmm.
They're really one of the meaner animals. People don't give them credit for being as mean as they actually are.
They poke eyes out of things.
Think about geese. You ever go walk around a goose? You see a kid. It, goose just attacks everything that comes around. Starts honking, puts its neck down, starts running at you. And then, you know, people have these birds. They've had them for like 8 years, and they try to put their hand in it, and the bird starts attacking their finger.
It's part of the family. Every person in the family has a scar on their face from it.
Yeah, this is where the bird tried to take my corneas off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? How does it? Well, you name me another pet you have in the family for 8 years, and it attacks a kid when it gets out of the cage.
My father-in-law has a gouge.
We got dogs while you were gone.
You got dogs?
Two dogs.
Wow. What kind of dogs?
Australian Shepherds.
Oh, that's not. What else?
Hyperactive. Beautiful.
Long-haired?
Yeah. Spotted. Unbelievable. Beautiful.
Tell them the names.
What are their names? They got some horrible names.
Names. Kevin
Daisy
and
Lulu.
Daisy and Lulu.
It's Dave's dog's name, Daisy.
3 days, had him 3 days. Already one was ringing a bell to get outside. It's crazy. It's like having a monkey. It's a crazy smart.
I had one.
A scary smart. Yeah. Like, whoa.
I could walk backwards and talk. Seriously.
Uh-huh. I believe.
Really?
No, I mean, it said like 4 words. It said Chihuahua, and it could say I love you.
Your dog good?
Yeah. And Chihuahua.
And stop, you're hurting me?
There's a lot of Australians I know that can't say those words.
Yeah, most Australians average 3 words.
Yeah.
And Hawaiians, 2.5.
Yeah.
2.5 words. Thank God the 2 words mean 700 things. Yeah. So they'd be screwed. All right, Vandals here. Let's hear something from the Vandals. Yes, Drew?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. This title is too long, so I'm not going to repeat it. But
4-3-2-1-0-1.
And enjoy.
4-3-2-1-0-1.
Pretending you're even having fun, you just stand there looking dumb and bored with your thumb in your ass. Before you retire, be the leader of the choir. Said you could be here on fire just because you feel like it. Be that more screaming in the crowd. Hey! You could never ever be too loud for me. So help us help you off your spot, cause we're only getting started. Grab your feces like an ape and finally celebrate just because. Finally talk to a girl, throw your dream journal in the urinal, cause with tap shoes and a girdle, dreams really can come true. Be living proof. Be that more screaming in the crowd. You can never ever be too loud for me, so help us help you off the fire, cause we're only getting started. Go!
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Punk rock.
Loveline. Vandals here. Hey. Just talking about Pop Warner football during the break, as Drew and I
and
normally do.
And Border College.
And you were getting even more horny. That was the weird part.
Well, with the border. Yeah, with the collies. So Drew got himself a couple of dogs. What's the names again?
Lulu and Daisy.
Lulu and Daisy. And who named them? Pauline?
You're gay. You're gay.
She's gotten now off the treehouse thing now.
Thank goodness.
You've been relieved of that. Yeah. Now you have to build a dog house.
Oh, I can build a dog house.
I figured that pretty
good. I built dog houses. Yeah. I built a doghouse for a gay client of mine. You know, I wanted a very, wanted like have like a hatch roof on it and stuff like that. I used to be a carpenter. And
yeah.
So I used to
build.
It's nice. Nice assignment, though. I mean, build. I remember when he wanted the doghouse. I was like, all right,
cool.
I need a turtle house at my house. If you could,
I could do that.
Just and with a hatch on the top too.
Oh,
so get him out.
Hatch roof.
Yeah, I need a hatch.
Yeah, the turtle. You would need that.
But I want it to look exactly like my house. So it's going to be hard.
A miniature.
Yeah.
Your house is
like a 1924 Spanish, you know.
Oh, thing. I thought it was more like just a box with no windows.
No.
No?
It's not that punk.
Oh, we're going to have trouble.
I'm thinking a hot tub with a picnic table top on it that goes up.
Ooh, yeah, can you yeah, but the problem with, well, it's going to have to extend farther than the hot tub because you have no place for your legs.
Well, yeah.
Can you make a turtle pool that looks like my pool?
Yeah. I can do anything. If it's made of wood. Justin?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
And I just got off of, I got off a hell of a bender on an addiction, if you will, on class. And I'm wondering when I can start a relationship with a girl I'm really interested in.
And what is glass? I mean, is it mixed with anything?
It's like the most pure form of crystal.
It's a long-acting speed, too.
Oh, nice. Yes.
And,
it goes for days. You can stay up for like 6 days on it without too much
sweet.
Of a problem.
Right, so you are not in recovery.
Congratulations.
Well, I've been clean for 2 months.
You have a sponsor?
No.
Like I said, you're not in recovery.
Yeah.
And so if somebody was actually in recovery, they would be talking with their sponsor about these relationships to make sure that they didn't make any bad choices.
That's what I was trying to.
And what you will tend to No. We're not your sponsor.
Okay.
But
well,
what people will tend to do in the early part of recovery or abstinence from substances like that is try to do things that relieve their discomfort. So you'll find relationships that are chaotic or particularly arousing and that sort of thing as a way of just another part of the addictive process. And that will lead you back to drugs again.
Hey, Jason, I'll sponsor you, but I'm going to need you to wear a windbreaker with my name on it.
And his website.
I'm looking. This is more the kind of sponsorship that, like let's say Pepsi has with NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more that kind of thing than actual spiritual guidance or anything.
We used to pay bums $2 if they let us write Vandals on the back of their jacket.
Nice. Oh, really?
We had a few of them going in San Francisco, and it was working for a while. It's like street level.
Yeah, this gorilla. is my windbreaker idea. Yes, goldenpalace.com.
Yeah. And so, Justin, if you really want to make a do something for yourself, go to an NA meeting, get a sponsor, and get going here. Otherwise, you're on your way back. And a relationship, you really should not start a new relationship until you've been sober a year.
Speaking of being sober, I was loaded this entire trip in Europe.
Yeah.
And you know what I like about Europe is they got booze everywhere. Like you go into a department store.
Booze.
And you cruise around the department store for a little while.
Did you go to Harrods?
You went to Harrods.
Is that insane?
Yeah. Harrods is insane. It's like the biggest department store in the world. And it really is insane. But the great part about it is you sit down and have a pint of cider about halfway into it. Mm-hmm. And why not? And for them, it's good because you have a few pints and loosen that credit card up just a little bit. Why not? I don't understand. Would that be legal? Would you have to get a liquor? Like, would May Company have to get a liquor license? Or would people be outraged by like what? What's the problem? Or is it that they would get drunk, stumble out in the parking lot, and sue?
Yeah.
That always comes back to someone suing someone else.
But at some of these fancy shopping places in L.A., they have, like, the Polo Lounge and that kind
of
stuff. And
they'll make you drink. You go down Rodeo Drive.
But you got to go high end.
It's in the department store you can go do that?
Oh, yeah.
It's in this A store, like dress shops. There's a couple of them.
Did you go to the top floor?
But I think they should have, like, hardware stores.
Yeah.
Like,
somebody saw their arm off.
Yeah.
Just a beer dispenser thing going on.
All right, what's up there, Drew?
Nothing.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Yeah, I hit every floor at Harrods, and it's pretty. The toy store's crazy.
I, of course, had to spend a day there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Just get drunk and hit every floor in the elevator.
No, it's an amazing, amazing place. Right. Drew?
We'll talk about it.
Drew's got to talk.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Vandals after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Drew was just explaining during the break how we should punish all Cubans. I didn't know what he meant. I didn't like the way it sounded.
Oh.
But I tactfully changed the subject and we moved on.
It was very uncomfortable, wasn't it?
There was an uncomfortable beat in here from the Vandals, especially
communists and unions. I was still thinking about the grandma fluff girl.
Oh, the Japanese.
Comfort woman.
Comfort woman, yeah.
Joy Division, yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, we'll head back to phones and a question for the Vandals from Lily, who's 22. Lily?
Hey, hi. I just want to say hi to the Vandals. I'm like Josh's stalker girlfriend still coming around. I just wanted to congratulate you, first of all, on an awesome show in Cabo. It was really, really fun, and I have a question.
Were you at? You were at Cabo?
In Cabo, in Mexico.
Yeah, world record money-losing concert of all time, I think.
Really?
I know.
Jane's Addiction and Pennywise. And
the Vandals.
And the stage crew outnumbered the audience by about three times.
Exactly. The VIP section was like...
Wasn't Weezer there, too? Was that...
No.
Who was it?
Cypress Hill... Breeders?
Cypress Hill. Yeah, it was Cypress Hill. That's right.
Cypress Hill.
I flew up to Oregon with Cypress Hill.
Oh, good times.
Oh, yeah, they were just leaving to go play a radio show up there.
That's where I went with them on that. And Jesus Christ. The pilot was higher by the time they got the plane.
Did Be Real give you any pot to give to me? Because it's been like 6 months.
He's holding. It's scary watching those guys 2 hours without smoking pot.
They
start flipping. We
flew back from Cabo, and it was a smoking flight.
Yeah.
Rows 20 through 25 smoking.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't seen that in a long time.
I smoke and it bummed me out.
That is great.
I don't smoke, and I smoked a cigarette just to enjoy that kind of an experience.
It was with Cottonmouth Kings.
So, anyway, Lily.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to heap some praise on the band? Or?
Yeah, I've been the biggest fan for like the longest time, and I know everybody knows that. I just wanted to ask, I heard the new album, and I was just wondering if you're gearing towards like the more pop punk because of the kind of band you're promoting on the label, Kung Fu Records, which are great bands, like especially Tsunami Bomb is really, really awesome.
That's a good band.
And I was just wondering if that's like the genre you're aiming for, like the more pop punk as opposed to the more traditional. Old school punk.
Well, considering we just handed K-Rock our big hit single right now, and it has several cuss words in the chorus, I don't think we're really too worried about hitting the pop punk riches anytime soon.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, because like the new album, I really do like the song that you guys played, the 4-3-2-1, whatever.
Right.
And it was really cool to see it live, and I was really happy that the show was so intimate. It was really, really cool, and I know
I like that. It wasn't intended to be, by the way.
The intimate stadium show that we played.
I know you guys got so scared when you saw me there, and that was funny.
Yeah. But, all right, that's enough.
Wow.
Woman's got energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She drove all the way to Mexico.
Dave said, I think I remember who that was. He goes, you've been to our shows before. You drove a long way. And I go, no, I think she lives here and drives a long way every time she sees us in L.A.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, she said she's calling from South. Where the hell's
Southgate?
Southgate.
Long Beach.
Southgate. Oh, it's by the Long Beach Freeway Firestone exit.
Southgate.
That's by the Pete Ellis Dodge.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Oh, I love that. I should. You know what?
Doesn't get any better.
I have that class action lawsuit I'm trying to get people involved in with suing the state of Nevada.
Yes. From Nevada?
Yes.
Oh, just the state of Nevada.
No, for what they've done to the rest of the country.
And to me. Well, here's what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
And I'm going to weave this into Pete Ellis Dodge in a second, too.
I'm interesting to see how.
You know, we have all these great class action lawsuits against cigarette companies.
Mm-hmm.
People are making millions and billions of dollars with this stuff. I mean, it could be argued that people knew what was going on before they inhaled the cigarettes, but they're still making money.
Yeah.
Well, what about Nevada? We got the gambling, we got the secondhand smoke, we got the prostitution. How much money have people lost over there? How much fatty meat have I ate at a buffet?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying we all should be in for a taste.
How much free booze did they shove down your throat?
That's right. Yeah. And forcing me to gamble and lose my money. I've lost money. I probably lost a few years off my life.
That's the point.
That's my point. Yeah. And I'm saying if we can sue a tobacco company, why can't we sue a state? And who's in?
Joe's a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer. I can take
this. Are you a lawyer? Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay. Next person I want to sue is every car dealership whose theme is burned into my soul. Because I sing the Pete Ellis Dodge song, and I don't want to.
Mm.
But it happens to me. But if you mention Firestone Exit or even Dodge, yes, it's Firestone Exit and Southgate, and I could sue him. For invading my brain.
I think that's a better case than that Nevada thing.
You haven't heard my full speech. You haven't seen the details.
Just think about what you've lost in Nevada.
Drew, get the lights. Let me give the full speech.
You got the pointer?
Robert?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
You in on my Nevada lawsuit?
I wish I could be. They haven't taken any money from me yet.
Okay, but secondhand smoke, crabs, herpes, anything.
Oh, I have. I'm a smoker myself, and yeah, I'd go in for secondhand. I get it from my fiance.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
First and second. Point. He's missing the point. Never been to Nevada is the point here.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but it's true.
Oh, okay. All right. What's up, Robert?
First of all, I wanted to say, you know, I've been listening since way before Adam Carolla, back with Ricky Rackman. Really didn't like the guy. Glad we got Adam Carolla. Also wanted to say...
Hold on a second. What was that? Was that a compliment or put down? Or?
Oh, no, that's a compliment to you, Adam.
He's bonding.
What was it?
He didn't like Ricky, I think.
Didn't like Ricky Rackman.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. What's the question?
I've been with this girl for about 2 years now, and we've got a 5-month-old son, and we moved in together right after he was born. Before we moved in, everything was good. Now that we've moved in, I find out, you know, she doesn't shower for weeks now. She doesn't do dishes. You know, she's really dirty, really nasty, and I can't live like that.
Well, I mean, she has a water conservation thing going on.
Is she depressed?
Be crusty.
Is she depressed?
I really don't know.
It sounds like it. Boy, she isn't bathing. It sounds awful.
Is she a little trouble motivating?
It's bad. She's put on, like, 50 pounds.
No, that's the real problem he's talking about. he's trying to couch it in all these other things.
Right.
He's got that no fat chicks.
Maybe you want to go in there with one
she's
of her
depressed.
Doctors. Yeah, go in with one of the to her to one of the doctor visits and describe what's going on. And there may be some treatment for this.
I have, and all they say is that she needs to maybe see a psychiatrist.
All right, well then why doesn't she go?
She refuses to.
Well, all right, hey, Robert, here's what you need to do.
Just remind them of the woman that killed all her kids in Texas with a postpartum depression. So
yeah,
you know, they take a certain liability now not treating this.
Yeah. Who's the doctor?
The doctor, yeah.
And she wasn't even that fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there.
Yeah, but you know Robert's going to screw that up. He's going to go, remember that chick from postpartumville?
Who slept with Bill Clinton?
Put a Texas on. Oh, man, wait a minute. How did this go? Hey, Robert. All right, tell her too. Look, you're depressed. You have a child.
You're miserable.
You're going to screw the child up. Yeah. Why do this?
I got some advice for all your listeners. Don't move in with the girl until you can afford to have 2 bathrooms. Could be the problem.
Right. Well, take a, especially if she's not showering. Although you do have it yourself.
She just might want to, you know, privacy.
We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Well, y'all, that is the show. Actor, world champion surfer Kelly Slater in tomorrow night. Vandals in here tonight. Dave, Joe, Warren, and Josh. Want to thank them all for coming by.
They were
and
great.
The CD, those guys, most of them are great. Most of those guys.
The
are
first
like,
two guys, anyway.
First two guys are like brothers tremendous. To me, man. Like brothers. Brothers. Wish the show was longer. Internet Dating Super Studs is the name of the CD. It is out 17th. That is just about a week from now. And go on the Vandals website, which is www.internetdatingsuperstuds.com.
That's where you see the contest. And you can see the contest winners on the enhanced CD, too. You can see it's like a blind date slash Blair Witch Project enhanced CD.
So much.
Cool. 4 dates.
There we go.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
There's no way that this little bitty skinny guy that I'm looking on the TV is Adam Carolla. My God.
Well, I'm 6'2 and 195 pounds.
Okay.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station.
The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.